Today marks the end of the church year, and on this day we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. For the past 51 Sundays, since the first Sunday of Advent in 2017, we've been listening to the Word of God, and especially to the Word who is Jesus in the Gospel. We've been learning how to know, love, and follow Christ. Today, the climax of all those Sundays, we remind ourselves that Jesus is our Lord and that his way is the center of our lives. And we express this belief by calling Jesus our King. As one of the prayers in today's Mass states, as King he claims dominion over all nations, that he may present to you his almighty Father an eternal and universal kingdom. Jesus our King points all people to their God. He is, as the second reading from Revelation says, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all our lives and indeed of all life. Our gospel reading speaks of a strange confrontation between Pilate, the Roman governor, and Jesus. It's an encounter between someone who believes that as the chief authority of an imperial power, he has unlimited authority, and Jesus, a traveling preacher who seems to have none. Are you the King of the Jews? Asks Pilate. He's irritated when Jesus asks in return if it's an honest question or just an echo of rumors and accusations heard from others. Pilate is decidedly uncomfortable that Jesus, a member of a despised and colonized people, speaks to him as an equal, as one human being to another. The balance of power is shifting, and Pilate doesn't like it at all. This meeting should serve as a reminder for us all that real power and real authority are not to be found in positions or in titles, but in inner strength. Although Jesus doesn't explicitly respond by saying, I am a king, he does speak very clearly about my kingdom. He says it's not of this world. Its beginnings are in the world, they're not of this world, in the sense that its source of inspiration and power is God himself, and specifically in the love of God. Jesus as king is quite different from any conventional image we might have of royalty. It's very different from the image that Jesus' own people had of their Messiah king that they were eagerly awaiting. Jesus has no army and seeks no political influence. In fact, in front of Pilate at this very moment, he looks nothing like a king. And very soon, Pilate, out of fear and with his own political motivations in mind, will have him flogged. Soldiers will mockingly put a crown of thorns on his head and with jeers will bow to the King of the Jews. In doing so, with considerable irony, they will be expressing the most profound truth about Jesus. Jesus, our King, dying on the cross, represents and indeed becomes the victory of truth, of justice, of compassion, and of love. The greatest love we can ever show is to give our lives for our friends. And that is what Jesus does for us. That is the power of our King, a power that nothing can overcome. Yet Jesus isn't really our King unless and until we consciously choose to be his subjects. He isn't our King if we don't listen to him, love him, serve him, and follow him. He isn't our King unless we actively identify with the aims of his kingdom. We come under his kingship not just because we're baptized or we carry the name Christian or Catholic, or even because we come to church. We can only say that we belong to his kingship when we try to walk with him, when we attempt to live our lives in the spirit of the gospel, and when that gospel spirit penetrates every part of our existence. To follow Christ the King, we must always strive to know him better. To do so, we need more than just a passing acquaintance with the scriptures. As St. Jerome said a long time ago, if we don't know the scriptures, we simply won't know Jesus. And we also need to pray for the wisdom to understand more fully the spirit of Jesus, our King, the nature of his authority and his goals and objectives for our world. Finally, we believe that Jesus is not only the King of Christians, but also the Lord of the whole world. He's a very special kind of King, and it's the responsibility of each one of us to get to know and then help others to know a King who is humble and who washes his disciples' feet, a King who loves us unconditionally, a King who wants to reconcile with sinners, a King who wants to help the weak and the sick, a King who wants to share his life with us forever. Obviously, we have to know him ourselves first if we're going to help others get to know him. But paradoxically, one of the best ways for us to get to know Jesus is to help others get to know him. There is no better way to love and serve Christ our King. Please join me.